This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Before this hour is up, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica M72 tour when it comes to Northwest Stadium at the end of May. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. But we're continuing to take your calls at 800-636-1067. Lots of vitriol and venom and tinfoil hat talk about what happened in Chicago last night as the NBA draft lottery unfolded. The Wizards had a 52.1% chance of landing a top four pick. They get the worst possible outcome. They will now pick sixth in the upcoming NBA draft in June.
It stinks. Yesterday, we just did amongst the junkies a poll of what would you rather have? The Wizards win the draft lottery.
Yep.
Meaning they would most likely draft Cooper Flagg, or the Caps win their series against Carolina, which just propels them into the Eastern Conference Finals. They could then lose. And we all took, well, actually, three out of four of us took the Wizards because we felt like that's long term.
Yeah.
And at my core, I'm more of a basketball guy. Well, I think I root for the Caps, but let me tell you this. If the Caps get eliminated on Thursday, I'd be hard pressed to watch five total minutes of the rest of the NHL playoffs.
I won't watch a second
side
of
note,
it.
Yeah. Junks,
I won't watch a second.
Junks listeners who come at me with, "You're a terrible Caps fan because you took the cap. You didn't take the Caps."
Were you getting attacked?
Please miss me. Not a lot, but there was a little bit of that rumbling. Please miss me with that. Okay, it's okay to root for both teams. I know it's a weird concept for some of you people with an earshot. You can root for more than one team in the market.
Well, Caps fans are particularly sensitive.
Novel concept.
They're particularly sensitive.
It's doable.
But I think also what this shows, like when our phone line's like literally lighting up about frustration with this draft. And by the way, I think Valdez is going to queue up some comments LeBron had on Pat McAfee's show recently with his sort of speculation about the legitimacy of the lottery.
Right.
But what I think this shows is we've always known and everybody's known historically, you know, if you're a longtime DC person, this is a basketball town, and it's like a sleeping giant basketball.
Yeah, it's just waiting to be awoken somehow.
Yeah. It's like it's been dead.
Right.
Basketball in this town's been largely dead for, 15, 20 years? You got a little brief moment of it there when Maryland got in the Sweet 16, and then Kevin Willard ruined it all.
Yeah, he did ruin everything.
He ruined everything.
I hate that
guy. But with the Wizards, when you had John Wall jumping on the table, this town was on fire.
Well, back when Gary was here with Maryland,
of course,
big time. When Georgetown had their moments, big time. It's just, I don't know, man. It is at its core a basketball town. And people are locked in on it, and they're just so frustrated. All right, play LeBron's comments on McAfee's show earlier.
By the way, LeBron tweeted last night, "I'm not great at the smiley face emojis interpretation," but I think it was the laughing with tears.
Yeah, yeah. The Dallas gets it.
Yes.
Listen, man, during the ball drop, during the lottery drop, Cleveland got the number one pick. That's the, I just don't think that was.
Yeah.
Just,
whoa, what are you? What are you saying? Don't you think?
Wemby with the Spurs.
Oh,
right, that like,
oh my God. Let's keep LeBron home. You know what? Patrick Ewing to the Knicks. You know, Derrick Rose to the Bulls. But I understand the assignment, guys. I had to make sure that, you know, I had to do my part.
Mm. I don't know. When they have these, like, Ernst & Young or whatever supposed to represent them,
yeah.
Is there a way that behind the scenes they're going to have some sort of written agreement that, you know, we're just paying you to be a, like, you know?
Sure.
Is there a way they could do that?
Buy them off
and so that it's a prop.
It's a prop.
But so we're paying you $1 million to go out there and say that you're vetting it, but the truth is we're a private company and this is
what
we want to do.
We'll do what we want.
Yeah. Is that even legal? I don't even know. I'm just throwing it out there. I have no idea. And would it be enough money for a company like Ernst & Young to, or whoever? I don't even know. Who was it?
Price Waterhouse,
whoever it is.
They named the company last night. Well, my brain froze over.
Well, the representative from Ernst & Young was out there. Remember, he gave the
So it was
cards.
Ernst & Young. A stack of envelopes.
So it was Ernst & Young.
But there was another company, too, that was
out
there.
I don't think
there.
It's Ernest. It's Ernst.
Ernst. I don't know the difference. Ernest.
Well, the difference is
Jim Varney,
there's not an extra E.
Yeah. I don't know the difference.
All right, let's take a couple more calls.
All right. Let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Jason in Woodbridge, 800-636-1067. Clearly, more frustration with the lottery than the sort of the resignation of what's going on with the Caps. Let me see. Jason, hey, buddy. You're on with the Junks.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Sure.
If they don't want to have the you know, people thinking it's rigged, why don't they just do it live?
Supposedly, the way they have it set up now, it's really not TV friendly. They got to yank out a million balls.
Don't care. Transparency's.
You can only.
I'm with you. Yeah. Don't care.
Three. I mean, you're pulling out three balls. I mean, come on. It takes 5 minutes.
But they don't care. See, their view is, I understand Wizards fans are frustrated, but their view is you can argue about transparency. They're trying to put on a good television show. And they believe that this is their best television show.
They're showing it.
They're not showing it the way that you like
it. Showing it is better.
They believe that the way that they're presenting the television show is better for the viewers. And also, a team like, if you're on the other side of it, a team like Dallas has a sweat.
Yeah.
Whereas if you went with Jason's method, only four teams would be involved having a chance at the lottery. In this way, in this fashion, 14 different fan bases essentially have a chance to win the big prize.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're shooting for.
I think maybe, how about six?
This is the fourth straight year where a low percentage team wins the number one pick.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because 4 years ago, it was, well, 4 years ago, it was Orlando. And they got Banchero. They had 17 more wins than Detroit that year. Yep. 17. Mm-hmm. San Antonio wins. They get Victor. They had the fifth worst record, not one of the worst three. Last year, we kind of talked about it. Atlanta, they had 36 wins. 36 wins last year. Borderline play-in. And they get the number one pick, and then obviously Dallas.
Here's why I don't buy LeBron's conspiracy theory. Although his draft maybe makes sense, LeBron to Cleveland. All right, Derrick Rose, supposedly from Chicago. He wasn't, if I recall, wasn't a consensus number one pick. Derrick Rose ended up going number one. Beasley went two. O.J. Mayo went three. Russell Westbrook four. Like, those are all studs at the time. I know O.J. Mayo and Michael Beasley didn't turn into all-stars in the NBA, but I don't buy it.
All right, let's go to Jay in D.C. Jay, I don't know. I think a lot of conspiracies are true. I don't know what I think about this one.
I may have to boycott the lottery going forward. I just can't participate.
Think of how much time do you spend on tankathon?
So much time wasted. So many Sims run of the lottery.
But the JP to JP's point in that draft, I think Derrick Rose was the can't misser out of Memphis. Beasley was just the kind of a washout at K-State. Russell Westbrook really wasn't talked about as a prospect that much that year in UCLA. Like, I think Derrick Rose was the...
Okay, maybe he was. I
mean, you're comparing their NBA careers, which, you know.
Well, look, Derrick Rose won the MVP once.
I know, but I'm just saying. But I'm saying coming out of college, the perception of them was different than their NBA careers.
Well, but also you got to remember, college basketball was so much different back then. The players were better players. The majority of this first round, whenever the draft is in June, will be all freshmen or international players.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of those players back in, you know, 15, 20 years ago, they were much better players because they played 2, 3, sometimes 4 years of college. They were just more prepared for it.
All right. Jay, DC, what's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Yep.
I can see why everybody's upset this morning, because when you have a generational player, as they say Cooper Flagg is, coming out the draft, and you're suffering the whole season watching your team take L after L, but in the end you're like, okay, you know, when the draft comes, you know, we have a real chance of getting this top pick. Now, I didn't get my hopes up, because last year, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Wizards got 3 first round picks. I don't think they was all top 10, but they got 3 first round picks. Now, I'm thinking that the draft is kind of rigged, that somebody's doing something behind the scenes, because the being as though that the Mavericks, they got new ownership, they just lost a superstar, and like you said, Texas, that's a big market. So I can see them giving Dallas the first overall pick. Now, if Luka was still there, do you guys still think that they would have got the first round pick? And another thing is, how does the Spurs get the second pick when they just picked Wembanyama the year before last, which everybody considered him a generational player? So, I mean, I think they got a lot of work to do with that draft, man. But like I said, I never got my hopes up because of the draft that the Wizards had last year. So I'm really not that upset. But, you know, everybody just keep the hopes up. I think we're going to get a good player at number 6. Thanks, Alan.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I hope you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Good player. But is it going to be a franchise-changing type of player?
Doesn't it kind of seem like it was just a waste, like the whole year?
Yes.
Of enduring all of that? It wasn't
other than the guys
that
developed.
Yeah, Bub really blossomed. George really came along. Sar really came along. So in that
Sar
sense,
really
it,
good
was,
rookie year.
It was really good. And, you know, I'd say Bilal improved some, right? His contribution.
You're asking the wrong. I can't be objective when it
you
comes to
be?
Bilal. That's my guy. I discovered him.
Yeah.
We all know this.
Yeah.
I planted the flag there.
But
I'm the Wizards' lead scout in France.
But in terms of adding a significant piece, seems like a waste.
I'm looking at the last several number one picks overall. Anthony Edwards probably going to be in the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row. Now, they lost to Dallas last year. The playoffs, you know, people talk about conspiracies. The Knicks have a chance to go, and I don't think it's a conspiracy. They had a chance to go all the way. But the rest of the teams, kind of surprising who are going to be. I mean, Indiana, does the NBA want Indiana to potentially make it to the NBA Finals?
No.
Does the NBA want, I mean, maybe OKC you're buying into, but not really. They probably would have preferred.
OKC, Indiana, can you imagine the ratings on that?
In the toilet, straight in the tank.
Now, OKC's in a 2-2 series,
yeah.
And then you got Minnesota, they're up 3-1.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're right. Yeah, you don't have this.
I don't know. But Cade Cunningham and Anthony Edwards were drafted in 2020 and 2021. They have helped turn around those teams. Now, Zion Williamson, the year before, he was a Cooper Flagg type of player, and he hasn't done anything. A lot of it's because of injuries.
Yeah, he's been often injured.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Clinton. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Man, good morning, y'all, man. First of all, man, y'all can fry a carton of eggs on my head, man.
You're that hot?
They say, yeah, man. We got bone with no grease, man. And just like a lot of callers said, man, and I knew it was coming, man. How you make the playoffs and you got a 1% chance and you replace Luka with Cooper Flagg, man. It's right. Not fair, man, at all, man. Right. It's not fair. They need to do something about that lottery, man. I'm telling everybody out there, I want y'all to do the same thing. Boycott all NBA games. Don't watch them. Don't bet on them next year, man. They not getting a single dime from me, man, because it's rigged, man. The lottery is rigged, rigged, rigged. And I just want to say, like one caller said, why they don't show everything, man? And I just like to say, thank y'all for taking my call, and I love y'all, man. I'm just so hot, man, and disgusted, man. You just don't know, man. Yeah, and I love y'all.
Man. Right. A lot of people like you.
Yeah. Love you too, buddy. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, man.
People want transparency. Who cares if it's bad TV? I don't care if it takes 3 hours. Now, like, I'll watch all 3 hours. I just want to see the result. But whatever they're doing now has people thinking that it's rigged, and they have people thinking that there are conspiracy theories floating around. It's not a great system.
Yeah, but
it's great for Dallas and San Antonio. Not great for the have-nots like the Charlotte Hornets, Utah, the Wiz, the Pelicans.
People have thought it's a conspiracy since 1985.
I know.
With the frozen envelope and Patrick Ewing.
Yep.
And yet they don't care. They're just trying to put on a good TV show.
Right.
All right, let's go to Lydell, D.C. Is it Lydell? Lydell, what's up, buddy?
S-L-Y. Hey, what's going on, brothers? How
what's
y'all
up, man?
Doing this morning?
Great.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I really can't go with a conspiracy theory, but I mean, I feel like that when it came down to what Shaq said, when LeBron said, and just hearing that, my thoughts kind of changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But also, man, just like when I was laying there looking at the game yesterday, or sitting there looking at the game with the Caps, when I was watching the Caps, and then watching the Nats thumbing through. And then I see we get the 6th pick, man. I turned the TV off. I went to sleep, man. I felt like, man, that's why it's raining today, brother, because that 6th pick, man, that made me sick to the stomach, man.
Yeah.
And I really do think, man, there's some, you know, it's just really to alleviate the conspiracy theory. Just show it, man. You know, I mean, you're only going to put so many balls inside the daggone popper anyway. So, you know, it used to be where they showed it come up and everybody was good with it, man. But to get the 6th pick, man. That was like, and it's 82 games. We had to sit through, man, 82 games of excruciating play, man, to think we was going to get Cooper Flagg or anything of the such, man. And for Dallas or San Antonio, man, I think San Antonio agrees in palms because they always up in the top somewhere.
You just got to pick the right guy. Like, if you go back to when Kwame Brown was drafted, number one.
No.
Paul Gasol was drafted number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Johnson was drafted number 10. Zach Randolph, 19. Tony Parker, 28.
Well, hopefully we get the right guy. You know, I'm hoping that they do enough talent. I mean, do a talent search and they find a diamond in the rough. But I tell you what, Cooper Flagg show would have been a good pick to go to the games. And we get all hyped up behind that, man, with this city growing like it is. So,
right.
I just think it was a dark cloud over that, man, today, man. That's why it's raining, man. Thanks for taking
time. Thanks. Thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Gilbert Arenas, 31 in that draft.
I mean, you can always find, but you got to really be on it.
Yeah.
Well, they are. I mean, that's all they do.
I know. They have
scout.
Great people. They have great people, but.
They also have acquired a bunch of picks, so they're going to keep trying to make trades.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
All right, coming up before the end of the hour, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica when they come to Northwest Stadium in late May. So keep listening for your chance to win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.